I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah,
indeed. Bringing you brand new releases. You won't hear these on commercial radio. They haven't got the guts to play new stuff. But you get brand new releases from Oz Indie Artists here every Wednesday between 3 and 5. On the blower, I've got Charlie Powling. He's up there in Darwin, lucky dog, where there's sunshine. But he grew up in Victoria. How you going, Charlie?
Thank you, Greg, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
No worries. Now, you were a Victorian before you, you know, turfed us and went up to Darwin there. Growing up in Victoria, how did you get into music?
Well, look, I've always played a few chords and sung. I've always loved to sing. And it was my sort of party to sit around and, you know, when the conversation waned, to get the guitars out and, you know, sing all the regular popular songs. But it wasn't until I was up here, or probably about 12 or 13 years ago, and I was at a party similar to that.
Yep.
And one of my sons was there, and he was becoming a pretty keen guitarist, and I was keen to progress that. And we had a friend of ours playing a bit of lead guitar. And, you know, after a few drinks, this mate of ours, he said, "Oh, you still are pretty good. Why don't you drop around my place once a week and I'll give you some free guitar lessons?"
Yep.
And, of course, wanting my son to progress in music, I instantly took advantage of his inebriated state and said, "What night?"
Yep.
And it sort of flowed from there. We went around for the next few months, and he only taught us the basics, you know, chord progressions and scales and, you know, where minors and majors sort of fitted together.
Yep.
But it gave me the skill to basically put words to music.
Yep.
And, you know, I think I got more out of it than my son, although he's still in local bands, but he's gone down that heavy metal road.
All right, yep.
So, you know, yeah, I think I got probably as much out of it as he did, or even more, and I've been writing songs ever since.
Yep. So your main instrument for yourself is guitar.
Yeah, I play rhythm guitar and the main vocals, and my partner does backup vocals, and I've got a great support band around me.
Yep. Yeah, it's good to have your partner Melanie on board as well. Is that because you can't sing properly?
Well, she does soften my voice sometimes. But look, the band sort of came together gradually over time. Really, it was a matter of you know, me writing all these songs, and some of them were working out to be okay. But to road test them and work that out, which ones were good, which ones were, you know, were not.
Yeah.
We started going to these open mics in Darwin, and Darwin's a fairly small community. You may know that, you know, we are a capital city, but we're only really a big country town.
Yeah.
You know, we started going to these open mics, and one in particular was run by Gary Jackson, who's still in the band, and Danny Thomas, who unfortunately we lost to cancer a couple of years ago. But they started to understand, I think, what I was trying to do, just doing exclusively my
yep.
Music. Now, I wouldn't do covers. I've got these heaps of songs here. I'll concentrate on them.
Yep.
So when myself and Melanie started getting commercial gigs, they just sort of fell into line to be our support band.
Yep.
You know, a couple of albums later, we finally settled on the name The Black Pepper Band. You know, and along the road at this open mic in particular, Wayne Wright, our current bass player, started coming along, and me and he got along so well that I just roped him in. I never asked him to be in the band. And the last addition to the band has been Gravy. He's a young, you know, just brilliant young gun guitarist. Yep. That we roped into doing this song one night at that open mic, and the, you know, it was just electrifying.
Yep.
The crowd roared, and we just knew something special had happened. And so when we got to recording this 15 of Fame song a couple of months later, he was the obvious choice. He came into the studio. I think he did 3 takes from memory, but we basically used the first take pretty well unchanged.
Yeah.
And then when I heard the song after that, it was so raw and perfect. I decided we wouldn't put any other instruments on it. And Melanie didn't get a backup vocal on it either. Just thought, look, this is brilliant. With Gravy standing out there, let's leave it as is.
Yeah. So you've been doing the open mics. You have recorded tracks, but you prefer the live venues?
Absolutely. I find actually the recording process very tedious.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got to get everything so perfect, you know, so you got to do it over and over and over, and then you've got to, you know, edit down and,
yeah.
Because you are, you know, you only get that one take of it to put out on the airwaves. But the live recording is what makes me come alive. You know, it's my great high of life, getting up there on stage and strutting my stuff. You know, I live for those moments.
Yeah, definite difference when you've got a crowd and you can feed off them, they feed off you. Much better vibe, and it lifts the whole thing. Yeah,
absolutely. And in fact, me and the band, we don't rehearse. Because we find that so boring too, not playing to a, you know, no audience, you know, just to yourselves. So we rarely do that, but we do still go to these open mics, this one in particular, where I'll bring new songs along, and that's where we rehearse.
Yeah.
So it's the live performance is what I live for.
Yeah. Now, you say you don't do covers, all original. In your songwriting, do you find the lyrics come first, or the tune, and then you find lyrics for that?
Look, I think there's only been one song where I've actually had the tune first, the chord progression first. All the others, it's always the story. It's the lyric first. I grew up, influenced by those folk protest singers of America and the early Irish sort of influenced Australian folk music, gospel music in America, early artists. I discovered Woody Guthrie earlier on, Lead Belly, people like that. They led me to Bob Dylan, of course.
Yep.
And, those storytellers were the ones that influenced me so much, and then later on getting on to, to Springsteen and, Paul Kelly and Kev Carmody. I'm into Kev Carmody at the moment, He's got such a playlist, and every one of his songs, I think, can really grab you by the heartstrings, bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah.
They are actually got substance and saying something. I'm not real great at it, but I'm going to keep trying.
You mentioned before that Melanie isn't singing on this one, but do you find when you're writing songs, do you think, am I writing for a male singer or a female singer on this? Does that ever come up?
Look, I'm always writing, I think, from my own perspective.
Yeah.
And that storytelling process. Well, I probably have to think about that. I guess there are some songs where I am. For instance, our song Tears off this latest album. It's very much a song about somebody contacting me, based on some real true characters, actually.
Yeah.
That's the only one that comes to mind where I'm talking about a third party.
Yeah.
Usually it's and these songs come from mostly my own life experiences.
Yeah. So you've been up in Darwin for 30 years doing all the music stuff, but apart from music, you've had other jobs because the playing in the band just wasn't enough to carry you. So what sort of other work have you done?
Oh, well, look, I've been involved in politics, working for various politicians for, nearly most of the time I've been in the North here. In the Northern Territory members in the Northern Territory Legislative Assembly, and now I currently work for a politician in the Federal Parliament. But I downgraded to only part-time about 12 months ago, basically to concentrate full-time on music.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, we released our first two albums in the lead-up to releasing our third album about this time last year, and I downgraded. I felt I could, at long last, financially afford to downgrade from my day job and concentrate on the music full-time.
Yeah. Now, do you find that being in Darwin, you need sort of more opportunities to get your music out? Have you ever toured?
Look, as you'll probably be aware, Darwin is such a long place from anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's just financially beyond me at the moment to put a band on the road to tour. We would love to. We have three albums, all original music. We have enough material to at this stage we just are playing constantly around the traps locally. But of course, if there's any production house or management team out there want to take us on, we're open to offers.
If Led Zeppelin ever come over, you can front for them.
Yeah. Yes.
got the beard to go with it.
Yeah, well, like you, Greg, I'm losing it up the top a little bit here in the later years, so I'm making up for it by growing the beard.
Yeah, excellent. Now, you have put out physical CDs, but I suppose most of your music would be available digitally. How do people get your stuff?
Yeah, look, we do a CD run each time, but we only mainly use that for promotions these days. It's old technology.
Yeah.
Our three albums are on all the online platforms, or all the popular ones anyway. There's a lot of material on our Facebook site. That's Charlie Powling Music. And, of course, we have our webpage, charliepowling.com.au.
Yeah.
The website's got an advantage where it's all the lyrics to all the songs are there, and there's a lot of links to a lot of YouTube online performances, including a performance, a TV quality performance of this song, 15 of Fame, which we did for TV back in 2020 when we were all locked down, for the Seabreeze Festival. We did an online one that year, and it was a one take special. I think I would have liked to have had a couple of takes, because I think I sang off key a couple of times, but Gravy just blew it away. So if you get a chance to see that, Greg, or if any of your listeners get a chance to tune into that, just watch Gravy excel.
So get on to charliepowling.com.au and go through the links to YouTube to see that.
Yeah, I think it's under media, I think, under the media link.
Your song 15 of Fame, which we're going to play soon, that's what you're concentrating on here. What is that about?
I actually wrote that about my experiences of going through my battle against Hep C.
Yep.
It was during the initial antiviral interferon, and as you may be aware, that was a pretty coarse antiviral, and it just artificially depressed me for a long time. It was nearly a 6-month course, and during that period, I was struggling with deep depression. And and in some ways you don't realise you are so depressed, you know, and I didn't realise until I come out of it. All of a sudden I was, you know, happy to get out of bed in the morning and face life, whereas during that period it was all pretty bleak. But ironically, it was probably my most prolific songwriting period. I'm still actually, I've got a suitcase of songs from my songwriting career, and many of them are from that period of several years ago. And of course, I reference that interferon in the song, and you know, it's about me battling with depression.
Yeah, and 15 of Fame being a reference to the 15 minutes of fame that everybody would get.
That's right. Andy Warhol's famous saying, everybody will have 15 minutes of fame in the future. Well, I'm looking for my 15 of fame. I would have put 15 minutes of fame, but there was too many words, too many syllables in that one to fit.
No, 15 of fame is good. You mentioned a suitcase of songs, which I reckon is a great title for a CD, but... or a bio. So you've got plenty of tracks lined up that you can work on in the future.
Yeah, we're actually currently working on our fourth album.
Yep.
We hope to get it out by the end of the year. But over the course of doing our these three albums that we've already released, you know, I've learned that you should not hurry the process. You know, and you know, while you're doing it, and there's the pressure to get it all finished, and that you often subconsciously fall back into close enough is good enough, and that's what I've got to try always to resist.
Yeah,
I remember watching that Leonard Cohen documentary several years ago now, when I was first getting into songwriting, and there was somebody on that doco talking about how Leonard Cohen would take days, if not weeks, on one line of his song, and he'd never be satisfied until, you know, it was perfect. And I realised I was getting frustrated, you know, because I'd put a whole weekend into trying to write the song, and I was still not getting there. And you know, and I thought, oh yeah, this songwriting caper, it's not a joke. You've got to really work at it. And you know, and that's what I'm trying to do also now with the production of our CDs. To actually not rush the process, not get frustrated and say, oh, you know, that's the best we can do. If you're not totally happy with it, wait, slow down. Put it on the shelf for a while. And I do that with my songs. If they don't quite work, and when I take them out to the open mic nights, if they don't quite work, then, you know, I put them away for a while and then often bring them out later on.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Charlie. Really good finding out how you actually work and produce your material. And good luck for the future, and great to know that you've got a good band around you. Speaking of the future, where would you see Charlie Powling in 5 years?
Oh, look, I'm just, you know, I love creating my own music. I love performing music. I've got such a wonderful mob of people around me, and an extended family amongst all the other musicians that we perform with on very regular occasions. And, you know, so I hope to do this while I can still walk and even, you know, crawl. I hope to continue to perform, produce, write, perform music for as long as I can. I think it keeps me young, certainly keeps me alive. So I think that's my future. I just hope I can continue to produce a standard of music that other people enjoy as well. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Charlie. Been a pleasure talking with you. And we'll play 15 of Fame for our listeners. And don't forget, listeners, charliepowling.com.au or Charlie Powling Music on Facebook. Get onto that. Click like, subscribe, all that sort of stuff. And we'll keep an eye out for more of your tracks in the future, Charlie.
Yes, thank you, Greg, so much for having us on the program. And yes, we are looking at releasing a second and possibly a third single off the current album, Charlie and the Black Pepper Band. So yes, thank you so much, and I hope your listeners enjoy the music.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. Here's Charlie Powling with 15 of Fame.
So I'm